it's a possibility that the land was never put on at a really high price because the other one sold at extreme.
Well, he can pull it up here. Why don't he just run it around there?
Well, then it won't break out the land value, I don't think.
If you open, I mean.
If you turn to the second page, I think you're going to see the values. So is 44 through 56.
What's the land value should be, though? I think that's what the argument is. What's the proper land value for a condo?
Every condominium complex, we try to figure what's common for them. The pavements.
Was that like, but it's, I mean, there's.
Right.
15,000 versus 1,600, so it's like $13,500 difference. In
it appears that we missed raising those 1,600 to 15,000.
Is that pretty normal then? It's 15,000 for the land value?
We go up to 40,000.
On land values or condos?
Right. Okay. We adjust those in areas to what they have. Thousand Hills has different. We have some tall creeks at 2,300, 1,600. Basically, all we're doing is trying to follow the sales.
We ready to call? Oh, we got a few minutes.
There's been very little sold in 08.
Actually, it was 10:30.
What there has is...
We're on time.
If you go to the second page, Dr. Rose, you'll see the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sales.
Mm-hmm. Are all these just alike in there?
No.
None of them are alike. This is 10:30.
Better than most. I mean, that's the... Well, what number is that? That is 30.
2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
That's it. We have no... See, they're providing 09 sales, and we don't have 09 sales on his comparables.
Well, the second three they're showing 08 sales, I think I have those in this list. But that is at the older units.
I guess, are these older units? I guess I got more questions to call, so...
I mean, we don't have any unit numbers on all these, just a Vixen circle on all these. We don't know what most of them, some of them do. 127, 143, 110.
Just the most.
Okay. She's got what, 2 units here?
2 units. Is that right?
Where's she showing that? In the back?
119 Vixen Circle Unit D, 111 Vixen Circle Unit D.
Oh, you need to come off of that side as far as on these sales. That's the new ones. The old ones are up close to the highway.
Town Center Highway or Bird Road Highway?
Bird Road Highway.
Is the older ones?
What about 127, 143, and 110?
Well, you can see in 06 they weren't even built. Those are the old.
Those were the first ones.
Okay.
And those there. Seems like maybe, well, them three, and to them, and to there were the originals.
Is that where these are?
No, he's showing it back on the news that wasn't even built in 06 when the photo was taken.
I meant the one she owns.
Will be on the second page. Will be your comparables to her. Those are the newer units that sold.
So she's in the newer units?
134.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. If you look, I think it says 07 condo on there.
134.
There's one 093 condo where the 1690 comes from.
That's sure. 1740.
All the way through.
Both of hers
are what? Can we go in to check one of the others right nearby and see what their assessed value is?
Well, if she's got a different building, that's what I asked earlier. Is that 18? And then what was her, the other one?
134 was hers.
Yeah, 17. Then move on back. Are we going to go back or forward?
Neither.
Is there any view or anything like that?
No, they're not view condos.
All right.
Here, can you pull up 143 Vixen?
It looks like
Unit F.
There's 142 Vixens she's on right now.
Well, that's hers right there.
Well, 143 would be by her side.
Well, we need to go to 143. That's one of her comparables.
143
Vixen Circle.
And that was sold for $77,500.
So far, every one of those are assessed just about the same.
The same.
Well, what is it assessed at?
$17,000.
What would that be?
$94,000.
And that was about the list price, but it sold for $77,500, according to this document.
Here's 143 Vixen.
Okay, so there it is. That's 14.8.
Down to 14,000.
That's the one she's saying the comparable sale in October last year.
Well, like along in there, she's about right.
What?
She's about right along in there.
About what? 14,000.
Yeah, he's got it a little over 70 appraised value, and it sold at 77.5. So that's pretty close.
See, the assessed valuation on this one's 14 something
versus
and she's at 18,000.
Well,
that's what hers was before it went up. It was 14.
Right.
Yeah.
She's at 17 now. And the assessed value is 14. So she's basically saying there's a comp sale in October, 3,000 less. Is that what she's saying? What's the other property? Are we looking at both properties or just one property?
Well, look at that one here just down on just there. That's way more. The one back that you had at 14.
What's the address of this unit that we have in
143H.
Is that the one that we're doing?
Well, we are considering.
That's the building next door to 142.
Unit D, partial 12.
134 and 142, Vixen Circle.
So 142 Vixen Circle, is that real close to one? Obviously real close to 143,
next
right?
Building.
Next building over.
Is there a difference between the two buildings?
Well, that one right there that he's got up there, that is where one of her units is. And they're all appraised at...
that's her building. That's her unit.
That's her property.
They're all the same in that deal, aren't they?
They're all the same in that building, and they're all the same in the other building, but they are different values.
Why are they different between the two values
well,
that
now
are...
Now he's showing them being the same. There was a big high dollar. There was 14.
That's the one that she's using as a comp that was sold in October.
At 143 Vixen Circle, she's using. It's real close in proximity. Is it a different unit or a different size? Or?
Which is 134 Vixen Circle? Which building is that?
And look, okay, hers or garden, is that right? What is hers or his? Or I assume it's the hers. Sure.
The six, can you pull up 892? 1608. I think it's one of them that she called her comparable there that they were talking about.
According to this, it sold for $77,500, but I don't see any on.
What was it again, James?
892921-6.
What's the address on that one?
This is
what's the last four
143 Vixen Circle.
What's the last three digits?
6.008.
Is that the one she's using?
That's what you guys have told me. This is the 143, and her address is what?
134.
This is the... Okay, so the only thing I saw just now was land values.
All right. What the deal is on that, we don't have that land value brought to the $15,000. But this condo is nowhere close to comparable. It's a 1998 condo. That's one of the original values of, and it's slightly not enough difference in size to make a whole lot of difference, 10 or 12 feet, maybe a patio.
Okay.
But it is one of the original condos built in there, built in 1998 compared to her 2007 condo. And the 2007 market tends to be higher than the old condos that were built in there first.
Ready to call?
Yep.
it's 10 minutes late. It's possible she's calling our office or something right now.
Just wait a minute and hit redial. Can you do that on?
I think it's just buttons on that. That's right. Cell phone, do you want to try a cell phone?
Right now, leave your name, telephone number, and a brief message, and your call will be returned as soon as possible. If you would like to send it back, please call 417-336-2639. Thank you. This message is for Shereen Metz. This is the Taney County Board of Equalization. I'm going to go ahead and try your cell phone. Goodbye. The Taney County Board of Equalization. Sorry, we're calling you a few minutes late. I will turn you over to the chairman of the board for your phone appeal this morning, but I did want to let you know that you are streaming live on the internet and your appeal is being recorded.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning, Shereen.
Good morning.
One thing that's on the application here, it does not show the purchase price. These condos. It was just left blank.
Yeah, I didn't put it on there.
Would you like to add it on now?
I paid 90. Obviously, I paid more than I should have, considering what they're selling for now.
Well, some of them are selling for more than that. But go ahead now and kind of explain to us where the board can hear you. As to what your rationale is. You've put in a good deal of information here. You have the somewhat, of course, the same problem that we always do in trying to make sure that apples and oranges aren't added together. And some of those units out there are 10 years old, have lower land values. Some are higher. And you've got one of the later ones, evidently, or two of the later ones.
Yes.
Okay, now, if you paid $90,000, in this day's market where things have gone up a little bit in spite of the property values, you're only going to $94,000 in total value. Why do you think that's high?
Because they're selling in the 60s. And right now, there's only two properties that have sold up there all year. And even at $60,000 up there, they're staying on the market for a very long time. They're just not moving. The property values have just gone down so much. I mean, it would have been nice if I would have waited till now to buy.
These values that we're talking about has to be based on January 1st of 2009, not, you know, what's happened in the 6 months since then. And you bought a property just in late October for $90,000. Is that correct?
No. April.
Yeah. If you take a look at the land values, why, you know, I realize mine may be in a newer building, but it does sit on the same parcel, same size parcel of land, why mine are being valued at $15,000 and the others are being valued at $16.90.
Now, we're showing sales here.
No, the land value of her, her question was, the land value of her improvements on her sheet, the question we had before we called her, which was $15,000 versus $1,690, that was her question.
This is the assessor, and it appears that we might have made a mistake on part of these, but at the time we distributed the land to these older condos, the land value was not the issue. On these new condos, to get them to value, we had to consider the land value as being current day's market. Now, we can go back, and we will go back and look strong at the $1,690 land, but as long as I don't go up over, we redistribute the values based on the total. So in these older buildings, you can see some sales that's down there. In fact, you provided them to this board, some of the older values. But I have a condo that's right beside yours. It's next door that wasn't provided, that sold for $94.9 in September of 2007. Then I've got one just two or three doors to the opposite side of yours that sold for $97. So, I mean, that's in the same building, and the one should be your neighboring condo. And that's where we come up with our value. The 94.9 is reached by the distribution of a structure versus land. We're really not concerned on how that 94.9 is reached, whether we put it in the land or the structure.
I think part of her question is always, why would some, is that just a chance that the land values are less than one on one condo than on another? I mean, they're building by building, they're the same, are they not?
Yes.
Yes, just the age. I mean, you've got a 10-year-old condo versus a 1-year-old condo. So is it to say that the older condos was affected by the current market as heavily as the newer condos was? According to sales that she's provided you herself, that didn't happen. The older condos did not sell for the $94,000 to $110,000 range. They actually sold, what she showed you was, they sold in the $70,000 range, $70,000 to $80,000 range. Well, that's what we reflect in our value. They got an increase. These older condos got an increase, but not as much.
Right, but there have been no new condos that have sold this year anywhere close to any of those properties, you know, anywhere close to those prices. And actually, there is one right now that's listed at $82.5, and it's been on the market for 4 months, and it's still sitting there. You know, that was my whole point, is what somebody paid for something 6 months ago, the market has totally changed. My second issue was, I still do not understand why I'm assessed $15,000 on my land when the other ones are set for $1,690. And I thought perhaps that was an error, that my land should be assessed for $1,690 as well, since it's in the same condominium association and it sits on the same size parcel of land.
Well, the way I tried to explain that is, it doesn't matter how we distribute it, structure versus land. We're trying to reach a sales price. And you have actually provided the information to the board on why the $1,690 is applicable in those older condos, because the sales reflect. You have provided them with $70,000 to $80,000 sales. In the newer condo setup that I just provided them, and I'll be glad to mail this to you, and the ones I read to you, is reflection of a $15,000 land. Now, if we lower your $1,692 land in your structure, we will increase the structure value enough to make up the difference to get to the sales price.
But do you keep talking about properties in the new buildings that were sold in last year? I'm talking about the current market conditions now, even as of January 1st. I mean, nothing has been sold even November or December of last year.
And that will be reflected in your 011 assessment. You will see a substantial decline if the market continues to do what it's doing. But we have to use the values as prior to January 1, 09. Any 09 sales will be reflective if the state were happen to order a reassessment next year through some abnormality of what they do on the state level. Then we will show these decreasing values next year in the total assessed value of these properties. So the low sales is, current low sales will be reflective, and I'm really saddened to the point it can't be reflective of this year because I am held by statute to use prior sales to January 1.
It looks like in your research they were all going in the upper 70s prior to January 1. Less than what you paid that last spring.
Those were in older units.
So is there any more evidence? Or
I mean,
43. Is there anything else that you have to tell us, Shireen?
No, I submitted to you everything.
Okay, we'll discuss this and look over your materials. You will be notified by mail within the next few days of what, if the board should turn down your request for adjustment. Then there is still another step you can take to appeal that decision to the state board. But you'll hear from us in the next few days.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I admit she's put some sales in here that are much, much lower, but those are, as I can tell here, all older units, appears to be.
Well,
and, the ones in her building, there's three out of the four here that's right in her building.
But that were from 07?
That are in 08.
It was one 77,000 was
sorry,
in the building next to looking? One. 143 instead of 142.
Second page.
Now, James, on the bottom two, those are in her building.
No, if you see the parcel number changes to 13, doesn't it?
012, I guess 012.003 would be like the building number 12.
Right.
So, and she's in building 12?
Yes.
Okay.
That one's right next door to her.
Right.
Next door to
okay, in 07.
Yeah. And then the other building she has, the 007, 008.
Right.
Would be the 100 and 103 is her. Right.
Which is building 12.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was out to this complex last week myself, and this is actually not verified information, but the gentleman told me that this building here, right here, he had actually lived right here. He said, straight across the street from me, James, those are selling for $130. But not mine, which he lives in the older ones and was arguing for value. So there is a difference in the value of the older 10-year-old versus the new. It appears, and she has proven that basically with what she submitted to this board.
A building.
And on this side here, on the back side of these buildings, there is no front yard. You can see here a little ramp. There's no way of coming out of the lower units of these other than walking on creek gravel. That's how they've got them landscaped. There is no back surface to the lower units. There is on this side, which makes a difference in value, and there is on these sides. So there's several options, and you can see it if you look. You can. These are ledge rocks. If that's what you think you're seeing ledge rocks, that's what you're seeing. And they're like 10 foot tall.
All right, I think we...
Now, are the numbers like 111 and 110 and 127, those are older units?
Appears to be.
140s and that are the...
It appears to be. That's what he had put up there.
We may want to move on, Dr. Rose. We're 10 minutes behind schedule with...
No. Still, there's that one there that still does well. All right. Are we ready for...
We show a phone call with John Clark next. Is that correct?
Yep.
That's, 0125 and 0126?
Yes, how you doing?
Hi, great, thanks. You're in, on speakerphone in front of the board. And
all right,
just,
great.
Before I turn you over to the chairman, I just want to let you know that you are streaming live on the internet and your appeal is being recorded.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
All right, John, just would you just brief us in your own words what you're really asking for here? These are just two lots?
That is correct. Two lots in the Reno Heights.
Where is Reno Heights?
Reno Heights,
Reno Heights.
Address. It's right off of Reno Springs. Are you familiar with Reno Springs at all, by chance?
Okay. Bear Creek.
Bear Creek.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
All right, we've got it up on the screen now.
Okay. It essentially it borders the Reno Springs subdivision that's there. I had three lots in this Reno Heights subdivision, and there is a house on lot number one, which I sold back in the first part of 06, and consequently, I've got these two remaining lots. Lot number two is a little over 2 acres. Lot number three is a little over 6 acres. It's heavily wooded, and I don't know if anybody has been out there. That there's a road easement there. There's not really a serviceable road. I guess there's not really a road there that's being utilized for anything. But lot three is usable, buildable space on it. It's very limited because it has like a valley that goes through it. So. I guess essentially what I was asking via the Board of Appeals here was an adjustment to what I felt was more in line with what the market value was for these properties.
Have you got them for sale now?
Yes, they have been for sale for several years.
At what price?
Right now it's a consolidated price. I think I sent you guys a copy. I don't know if you got my fax today, but the total listing price right now for lots 2 and 3 together is $39,500. I've tried, you know, selling them separately and currently have it listed as just a total package and haven't had any offers. And certainly, as you're well aware, distressed real estate market. So that's what we're asking at this point in time. And I've really had no interested parties, but I think they had my valuation, my assessed value last year, if I understand how it's calculated. The market value was, for instance, on lot three was somewhere around $5,000, if I calculated that correctly, and the lot two market valuation was somewhere a little over $8,500. Based upon what they've assessed them at for the 2009 year, they're both sitting around $36,000 apiece, which is...
$33,800.
I must be using the wrong factor. The gal had previously told me you divided by 19%, but that maybe that's different. So, angry.
Now this,
if the board would please leave that screen right there up, and you will see what happened to Mr. Clark. all those properties going up the hill, John, refresh my memory if I'm wrong, they've all got structures on them, correct?
The Reno Springs, which is, if you're going up that hill and you veer off to, I guess if you're driving up there to the left, I believe those all have houses on them.
Okay, and what happened to John is when we was revaluing the subdivision, we hit that subdivision value of $36,000 for those lots where these houses are that you're seeing up here. When it came down to his two lots that go up the hollow, the people that was raising the values in my office under my instruction, I said raise Reno Spring Estates, not fully understanding that those two lots were vacant and basically had an easement problem off. You can see where the easement problem occurs there. I have no objection at putting these lots on what Mr. Clark has advised this board to do. Our contact information was a little slow for me to get it done prior to the closing of the book. I believe he's being fair with his estimates.
Mr. Clark, if that's all right, I'll make a motion to lower the values of BOE number. I lost the number here. 0125 to be of appraised value of $17,500 and BOE number 0126 to be an appraised value of $22,000.
I will second the motion.
All right. That would move it. One parcel would go from 33,840 to 17,500. And the other one in 33,840 to 22,000. Do I hear a second?
He did. Dave Alton did.
All right. All in favor say aye.
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 You have been re-evaluated, Mr. Clark.
Certainly appreciate it.
You will receive the official notice by mail.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Thank you for your time. Mm.
Bye.
Next one, we're back here on Kevin Bliss.
0130.
Okay. This is 130. Kevin Pamela Bliss. Okay. Property.
490 Jasmine. It's on East 76. From here you make a right on Saints and a left on Jasmine. It's called Woodbridge Estates. Okay. It's a newer subdivision.
And a new subdivision?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Turn over the telephone company and go back in. And to your left.
Actually, the homes have been there for over a year, but they've just started being occupied. So.
Okay, there is a home on it now, I see.
Mm-hmm.
And according to this, you bought the lot for $10,000?
I'm sorry?
Just according to this, you bought the lot for $10,000?
No, we bought the home for $186,769.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, that was $10. That's a legal thing.
That would be nice. Yeah, I have a copy of the appraisal, of our appraisal.
Yes.
Yes.
Could I see that?
Yes.
I can save a lot of time here. I have no objection to putting the appraised value substantiated by the appraisal for $223,500.
So moved.
Second.
$223,500?
Yep.
Yes. All in favor say aye.
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 I have nothing, you've got.
All right, thanks. So we get a notice in the mail of how much we'll owe you?
You'll be mailed something, yes.
Did you give the office a copy of that appraisal?
No, I did not.
You did?
The assessor's office?
No, the clerk's office.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
But I can on my way out?
Give it to the. Would you mind stopping at the clerk's office?
Okay, all right, thank you.
Thanks.
Dr. Rose, you may want to ask who these.
What?
You want to ask who these people are today? I don't know if they're early.
Because we have a phone call next.
Let's see, your phone?
Is that right?
Are you what, Hendrickson's?
Yes.
Okay. We have a phone call we're scheduled to make here at.
In 10 minutes, we could probably hear him now.
We could probably hear you.
Go right ahead now.
Okay, that's why you told us to be here early.
Let's see, that's number 146.
087. 138, is that what that is?
Wilshire Drive. That sounds familiar.
Hollister, Taney.
Taney Como Terrace.
Terrace, right.
146.
That's it.
Okay, just four jurors, go ahead and tell us why you think you've been treated unfairly.
It's just that a 30% increase in a year when the property's not selling at all. In fact, the property's going down, that is selling. We had ours on the market because we kept an option on another place on contingents, our selling. We did get one person come look at it in the 60 days we had it on the market. And that's going through on the whole complex. And I got to some that shows here where in the last few years what sold and what hasn't sold. And it peaked in the late middle 2000s, and then it's going back down again. We peaked and we're going down. I face reality in the area that the property is going down. I'll gladly sell mine for less if I can replace mine for less. But I can't do it because nobody's selling them. And there are certain people that won't reduce the prices because they don't have to sell.
Okay, one clarification. I guess you're asking for the value to be set at the previous set.
Not necessarily the previous. I mean,
what value are you asking?
I'm not asking anything.
Here it is, babe.
I'm just wanting to be considered that the 30% increase in 1 year's time is a lot.
Sure it is. I guess part of our job is to try to hear what your request is, and then judge off of, or make a decision off of your what you're asking. So are you asking for 70, 60, 50, 80, 4,000? Because right now it's appraised at $80,000,
right,
and $37. What have you asked it to be?
That's a fair price.
That's what you are right now, though.
Right, and up is a little bit. I understand things going up, but I just don't see how it can go up 30%.
Okay.
Well, I'm not.
You're talking about percentages, though.
Right.
And assuming that the assessment was correct before.
Yes, it was fine.
See, mine went up 42% where I lived. And I'm not even making an appeal. Because it's still below the level of 19% of actual value that the state wants us to assess.
The standard.
You bought for $85,000. The assessor's already taken it down to $80,000. You're already $5,000 under.
The standard for this board is what was the value of the property on January 1st, 2009?
Okay. Let's see. For instance, our previous value assessment for 2008 was $11,520. They increased the assessment to $15,210. That's a $3,690 increase in 1 year period of time when the market is going down.
Well, again, the purpose of reassessment every odd year, the state, according to state statute, the assessor adjusts property every odd number of years. The purpose of it is to bring properties to their current market value. And based on the information of comparable sales, as of January 1st, 2009, it was felt that your property was worth $80,000. on market value, and that's what taxes are based on. You know, now, whether your property may have been underpriced, you know, 2 years ago, and so it made your jump higher than somebody else's over there may have had one that was a lot closer, and theirs only went up 10% or might have, you know, whatever.
As far as I know, all the assessments in there are the same on the property itself, because each house, each condo is
identical.
Identical.
Right.
Do you have a garage?
The garage is separate.
We don't have a garage.
We don't have one. But the garage is separate. The carport, boat dock is separate. It's not included in with that assessment. We pay them separately.
Part of our job is to see that equalization of property, and so that you're paying the same as everybody else in, you know, with similar property. And so that's what we've got to look at.
Dave, we're looking over here, and there are in that block. They're all assessed the same thing.
That's what I thought.
Is that Thursday?
You're assessed the same as everybody else in your unit.
As far as I know, anyone's I've talked to, they've all been the same. Because there's nothing different to assess for, because it's all the same square footage. They're all inside. All the amenities are extra, which we pay extra for taxes for them. If we own a carport, we pay the association our part of the taxes for that, same as the boat slip. I have a boat slip. That's the way I do it.
You know, if you would, as we evaluate this, if you lose this appeal, you have the opportunity to go to the state, and that's no problem. You just come back here and meet with the state representative, with the assessor, and they go through that. But unless we're provided with some different evidence than what we have here showing everybody being taxed the same, it's kind of difficult for us to make an adjustment.
Can you hit a couple of them so they can see it too, right near them?
But they know it. They've already said it there. So
No, I understand that. Uh-huh. That hole is right below us. They're on the bottom floor. We're on the top floor.
Yeah.
It's not that I was complaining that we were being assessed unequally. It's just that the increase in 1 year's time.
Right.
And I can understand increases. That happens. But a 30% increase is kind of hard.
The pressure from the state is great. and we've been battling that for some time. So
you should hear some of the people who've been in who got 100% increase.
Well, you know what I'd be forced to do? Leave the area. Is that helping anybody? If people leave the area? Well, I'm saying that's what's going to happen.
But what happened before, they had some property that was low valued.
Right.
And hadn't caught up at all.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's not our property fault. That's the state fault not keeping up their
job. The whole thing of percentage, I think, is what's, it's involved all of us.
Yeah.
We're all concerned with it.
Yeah.
But we are the Board of Equalization, which means that we're going to get taxes as equal as we can so that you're treated fairly the same as everybody else. And I think, as you can see, on yours, probably the way the vote's going to go. Because
what it is then, the assessment value, you've got no control over how much they increase it. The only thing you do is the evaluation of
correct.
It.
Not the. We don't have anything to do with the increase. All we have to make sure, that, as this board is to make sure.
Is a little misleading here.
Right. We're to set the appropriate appraised value of the property.
Right. Right. And say, that's not what I'm...
So if we was to sell our property, then if it appraised for $80,000, that's all we could probably get out of it?
No. Based off the market conditions and comparable sales of similar properties, we're saying that the appraised value of your property is plus or minus 10% of what that...
Yeah, sure.
Of $80,000.
Sure. I can understand that.
And if you
think the market value is as of January 1st, 2009.
No.
And if you'd brought in an appraisal, which you don't want to spend that money for that, but if you had have brought in an appraisal that showed something different, we'd even have to consider it. But, I mean, it's such a everybody else in the entire block is the same. So
sure.
Appreciate the fact that you come in, ask the questions, you understand more about what we have to do or try to do here. And
we can be thankful that next year's an even year, so you're not going to...
Yeah.
Well, we'll just stay on the even years all the time.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
We'll skip the odd years.
Yeah.
We'll make a decision on that and go ahead and tell him.
You'll get a letter telling you what decision the board was.
Okay, thank you.
We have to spot our votes in between the times when we, now we're due to make this phone call. We won't even discuss yours until after that.
No problem.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, this is Clap Felter.
0138, right?
Zero one three eight
is what it says, I believe.
Same thing. 84,900 purchase price.
You're appraised at 80,037.
15. This is exactly the same.
We can share them. We'll save trees next time.
I'll get the wrong number. 138. Didn't go far enough.
Speakerphone, and the board is here ready to hear your appeal. And I just, before I turn you over to the chairman, want to let you know that you are streaming live on the internet and your appeal is being recorded.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Where is this? Go ahead, Mr. Blattfelder.
Okay, well, in reply to your letter about our taxation going up, my biggest complaint on that is, and I didn't know it when I bought my condo years ago, that all 96 condos, accordingly, are all priced the same. But they should not be, because like a lot of them have an RV pad out here that is hooked up and can, with their condo, they're not charged any extra. They are, I don't know how many, but there's like 70 garage carports out here, and people supposedly buy them on a lease deal from the condo association, and they don't pay any taxes on them. And I'm the sixth building, which is the way it's configured, next to the last towards the top of the hill, away from the water. And the waterfront ones and me, accordingly, all pay the same amount. I think this is unjust. I'm not complaining as much about the raise is, but I think that the bigger raise, they should be paying more for those having those extras than I should. I shouldn't be paying any kind of an extra.
So you don't have a garage?
I don't have a carport. I don't have garage. I don't have an RV thing.
And you don't have a boat?
All I have is a condo, and I'm on the second floor.
Okay.
And I'm paying the same price as the ones on the first floor, the ones on the third floor. On this particular floor, there's four of us in this floor building. And one of them over there, he has a garage.
Do they own their garage?
We don't, and we all pay the same.
Sir, do they own their garage, or do they lease them?
Well, they buy, I think it's listed as buying a lease. I don't know what it is. Anyhow, they sell for anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000 for them. Because I wanted to get one, and we would have had one, but the guy that sold us the condo said, there's no problem, you can get them. Well, we've been here over 4 years and still haven't been able to get one. And I would have gladly paid extra taxes. I figured they paid taxes on. They tell me that all they pay is just insurance.
I think we're
assuming right now until we verify it through the assessor, but that the units are the taxes on the garage and the carports and RV units are paid by the association.
Well, now if it's up, then they should be, well, then we're still, we're paying that then from them, huh?
I think, don't they pay, unless we've been given the wrong information, I think that they have to pay an extra monthly fee.
Well, I guess my question is, James, is it possible that we're assessing everyone equally because of we're making the assumption that they all had a carport or a garage or something like that?
We're assuming that the sale of the property is the sale of the property that's deeded. These carports, if they're on some special deal with the association, they are a lease product that there's no warranty deed changes hands on these carports. And we have certain areas that, such as Taney Como Terrace in Forsyth, and I was assuming
that's
you got...
That's totally different. It has nothing to do with this one.
Right, because they give general warranty deeds for their carports and their parking spaces and all that type of stuff. They give an actual deed. Yours
these
is
these RV things down here have a deed to them, too. I was so informed they're like a extension of their condo.
I did not know
that. But they don't pay any extra.
I did not know that.
But they don't pay any extra. They pay the same thing as I do. I know one guy's got three of those darn carports down there, which, you know, that's fine if that's what they wanted. Heck, Clark, I could have bought one. I'd just love to have one, too. But I figured, you know, I'd pay extra tax for them.
Does he pay extra fees to the homeowners association for those carports?
I don't know what all they do there. Nobody will tell me because they knew that I was going to talk to you guys.
We're seeing that the association...
They said that one guy told me that all he paid was a small amount and it's just for insurance only on the carport.
We don't tax residential property for pavement, parking spaces, curbs, or none of that type stuff on anybody's home. So we don't feel as though we should tax that to condominiums that don't sell them as a warrantied property. And that's just the way we do things. Now, I seen they flashed up the association pays zero on a couple of items. But as far as putting a value to individual, we have to know what they own. We don't know what the association does if they don't file a deed.
Well, sure, a lot of buildings down there then that you guys ain't getting any money for, but yet you're trying to literally take it from us.
I'm assuming the sales we have here is of condos only. That's what's on
the
warranty deed.
Well, now, but when one goes to sell at a higher price, they sell higher because they have that garage. They have the boat slips. We have boat slips down there, I think. And they have a boat slip, and they have an RV pad. They don't say that when you're buying them that they're leased. They are with it.
Well, now, we show 110 Welsher.
For 30, I think it was. The guy was wanting $150,000 for his condo. And I think, I don't know how close he got to getting that, because, you know, that's something that they know. And nobody will tell you. Heck, I wouldn't tell anybody, any of them, what I get for mine, and it's nobody's business of mine. I can tell you that. But
well, we get such figures. And I'm looking at some right now, like there's 110, 8. Is 110 a building number?
Yeah.
Sold for $115,000?
That's the building numbers. You know, like I'm in building 6. It's building 160.
Probably that's 8 then, because there's two. Anyway, that sold for $115,000 last fall.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's right.
Now, one of my questions of you is...
I give $84,900 for mine.
Yeah. And now...
You're still paying the same tax that I'm paying.
But you're paying a tax on these... The average assessed... appraised price out there is just over $80,000.
Yeah.
Which is about $5,000 less than you paid.
$8,037, yeah.
I'd say we check into that other deal.
And we've checked with others around. In fact, we just talked to some people in here before you. The same sort of a thing, that we check their properties against the other properties nearby.
Yeah.
And they're all on that same about $15,000 assessment.
James.
Well, the guy that's right across the hall from me, like on his, he gave $115,000 for his. Mm-hmm.
So what you're trying to make note of this.
I know the one that at the end of the hall is empty right now, it's for sale, in which there are 18 units in this that are for sale. And he's wanting $100,000 for his. He has come down because he was wanting $129,000.
But what you're telling me.
Of course, you know, property's not selling.
Yeah, but what you're telling me.
But anyhow, the main thing is that I don't think that's fair that I should have to pay as much tax as Joe Blow down here that's got a condo, has got a RV pad, he's got a boat slip, and two or three garages or carports or however they're not listed. I don't know how they're listed.
Well, we're gonna look into that because this goes contrary to what my understanding at least was. In talking to another group from down there, they indicated they were paying extra for garage and for a boat slip.
Well, if with this,
well, you have to buy them now. How come if you say that if you're buying something or anything, even if you're buying a lease, you have to pay taxes on it, don't you,
Mr. Klotfelder?
Property,
Mr. Klotfelder. Yeah. I'm trying. Yeah. I want to speak just a moment.
Okay, go ahead.
We put the condos on at $80,000. What you're telling this board is you want them to raise the ones that have all these other amenities. We tax the boat docks separately in this association. So they pay their fees through your association. It has nothing to do with the value of your property. You have presented evidence that these condos that have all these amenities is selling for $115,000. You're not quarreling what I've heard here about your $80,000. You want this board to actually raise those others to take in those amenities that you believe they ought to be paying on.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Does that sound? I want to get the statement straight on what you're trying to ask this board to do.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Instead of raising us, like there's several of us here that, you know, we're on fixed incomes and stuff, and or some of them aren't. But anyhow, and then just like my wife, she is 100% a disabled veteran. And, that's what I'm saying is we thought when we moved in here, you know, the amount, we was paying taxes on that amount. And then figured that, you know, and I'm glad that those guys, they've got all that stuff. Hooray, okay. I used to have a lot of that too, but I got rid of it all. And they're not paying me basically any more than I am, except a insurance fee to be in that garage.
Well, do you know that whenever I put all this other stuff on at the request of this board, if they request me to do it, it'll be a first time ever if they request me to do it. But it's not going to lower the value of your condo?
No, I don't want my condo lowered. I just was saying that, you know, I don't think that's right on taxation.
Okay, if there's not any more evidence on that,
Joe Little like Joe Big.
I would make a motion that this gentleman wants his taxes to be exactly as assessed. I would make a motion that we leave his taxes at or his appraisal, I'm sorry, at the exact amount that he wishes it to be, and then we'll deal with this other situation later.
So what I'm hearing, John, is that your value of $80,037, you're not complaining about that value?
No.
Okay.
They'll get it soon.
But I don't know if they would leave it at the last year's assessment, right?
No, that is the increased value. That what would have his value been last year?
Well, last year,
60 or something. Your value is being raised to $80,000 from.
I thought that's what it was last year. Was $80,000.
No, that's the dollars.
That's the increased value. That's why you're getting funny looks if you're able to feel the funny looks through the telephone. That's why we don't understand why you would want to leave it at the raised value.
Well, I guess then we'd want to have it at the old one then. At the old value, because that's what I thought this was. I thought it was just a price increase on the, what do you call that last that part there, that 5.3 something or other was raised.
You figure it, Kenny?
$60,632 roughly.
It your value has gone from approximately $60,000 to $80,000.
Oh my God, that's too good. And every other property is going down. Now how come we're being all it's going up that much?
Sir, but you've had it. You bought it for $85,000.
Yeah, I paid an extra just to take and get over where it was at, out of the way, because it's senior citizens.
Well, the values are based upon the market value of what other properties are selling for, and that's what we have to put the value of units on, is whatever the units are selling for, what the market value shows that values are, and that's what we base our tax assessment on, is the value of market value of property.
Well, there's 18 of them for sale out here. Now, that don't sound like that the market value is really very good, does it?
Well, what kind of price are they on the market for?
They're not on the market for what they would have been a year ago. I know that much.
No, but they're still higher than the
80. Here,
they're higher than the 80,000. You've admitted that a while ago.
Okay. Do we have any more information?
Some of them, yes. The ones that have those extras. The guy across the hall from me bought one down in building one or two. I don't know which it was. And he gives 70-something thousand for his, that one down there.
One second.
That's what he told me. Now, I don't know. Nobody will come out and put anything down in writing as to what they do. You know how that is.
We will check this out. And we will get back to you in writing within the next few days.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have a motion in a second.
The motion was just to deny the request, right?
Correct.
No.
Yeah.
The motion was to look into the after, the motion, I mean, on this was, one, but to also look into the...
I think his motion was to deny the request and then look into the...
And to look into the other, yes. Yeah. So it's more than just deny the request.
His words were to leave the assessed value as it was based upon what he was requesting in the phone call.
I'm getting conflicting things. This one fellow seemed to indicate what they could go down and buy, and they had to pay extra for the use of these things. And he's saying no, they don't. They're just getting them for free.
Well, if we, first of all, in the appraisal world, we could take the one that paid the $115,000, but to appraise his condo, we would have to deduct all those things to get down to, and we have to $80,000. So he didn't buy $35,000 worth of amenities. We would add up what he bought in his amenities, deduct it from that sales price, and establish the value. We do that everywhere. But until they
are... Somebody should be paying taxes on those boat slips and...
They're paying on boat slips.
Huh?
They're paying
on the carports and garages?
Don't know about that.
James,
they're not deeding them over or they would be taxed.
Well, somebody needs to be paying taxes.
What? Probably,
but I agree with this gentleman wholeheartedly here. We've set every condo in there at the same price. That's okay on the condo itself. But the ones that own garages, somebody needs to be, those people need to be paying taxes.
That's
on
the
garage.
That's the problem, Dave. They don't own the garages.
Then the association should be paying taxes.
James, when Jim was going through them, going through the parking lots and the different... And it appeared that they were all 7.83 acres. Is there another parcel that values all that? Those are all are showing the same. Okay, I just thought maybe that was a problem.
Okay. No, I don't know.
My guess is it's a common element parcel too, common element zero.
Could someone over the noon hour just call and find out what the deal is down there?
Well, when I go to this work, I want to know if you guys are going to... I'm going to have to create something. This is where I've got to get creative. Taney Comer Terrace, a foresight, deeds these properties over. We create a number these people don't deed nothing over. It's just an assumption that you're going to pay to get to park here. He don't pay to, you see those cars sitting there? More than likely, if that was pulled up to a house, we don't tax it.
But I guess my question, if there's a structure someone should be paying taxes.
The association.
Somebody, exactly. Somebody should be paying a fee for a structure.
If they're calling it common ground, you're going to have a huge argument in here.
Okay, if they classify it as common ground, then we would look at it as like a parking lot, correct? Right.
But you're going to have garages out of Point Royal brought in next week by Russian.
But they're deeded, though.
That's declared common ground, and he's issued deeds on them. This is a very sticky.
I thought they were all leased at one point.
I think let's get away from let's talk about his apartment first, and then let's deal with this other one.
Okay, then you're going to have to modify your motion because you made a motion to deny and to look into.
I made a motion to leave his
deny his request, basically.
To leave his appraised value at $80,000, whatever.
Right, just to deny his request of reducing it. Right.
Right.
And that was your second. Are you good with that second?
Yeah, I mean, he added to that motion, though.
Yeah.
Right. And yeah. You seconded the
and look into the other part. That's what
you
then. I mean,
I'll call the vote. I mean, let's just get that. Aye.
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 Okay.
Now, the other part, we have to let him deal with, James, or bring it to us somehow.
I don't know what you're asking me to do. We will go look into it.
Well, I don't think it's fair that one person over there at Kenny Como Terrace has a garage and another one doesn't, and they're assessed the same.
I agree.
I mean, that's exactly what this guy is saying, and he is exactly right. If we're going to value those condos the same, then where are we going to get the money for that?
I wish Bob was here. Where am I legally going to call that their parcel? I have no warranty deed like I do in these other condo complexes.
So his beef would be, okay.
It's a legal situation.
Just make sure I understand. So let's say they're calling these carports common grounds, so we don't normally assess those against that. And his beef could be with the association.
It is with us.
Because technically it's a common ground. And the association has decided to charge for that common ground area, is what you're saying, if it's classified as common ground.
Yeah. Couldn't you call Cheryl Altus and find out?
My question is he paying the same fee to the Homeowners Association for common ground as the person that has a garage and if these people have condos that are exactly equal in value.
That may be the key, Dave.
But one of them is paying $2,000 a year association dues and the other one paying $200 a year because he doesn't have anything.
That may be the key right there. That's what we need to find out because the key could be if they're not paying it. But and the fees instead of the tax.
Right. Well, I just want to make a point to this board. We're taxing them under the same rules and regulations as they originally were built. And I haven't looked into it. I haven't pulled all the legalities to this condo. I do know that they were built back in 90... My goodness.
But what Dave's saying, if they're collecting fees on it, they should be paying taxes on it. And like you're saying, it's a legal issue.
Unless they classify it as common grounds.
Yeah.
And then this gentleman's got a beef with the association.
With the association, not with the system.
Right. But there's Bob.
If all of the, let me ask this, if all of that common ground, I mean the whole parcel there that all those set on, we're putting a certain amount of value on every condo for land.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the association's property is being taxed, basically.
Right. This is right.
Okay.
Terrace.
But yet,
Jim, you just mentioned that we're going to get something from Point Royal about their garages.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe I'm wrong. I thought those common garages for the condos were owned by the association and just rented or leased. The people
in the state of Missouri, you cannot tax common ground as a parcel. It's against the law.
I can't remember. There was something there.
But if you build something that you can rent out,
yeah, I don't understand.
Like a boat slip.
I'm 100% with you. I'm 100% with what's right and wrong on this.
Do you know that person over there at Forsyth, managing the
Where?
That's on the terrace.
Well, David and Cheryl Altus built them, so they ought to know.
Could you call them?
Yeah, we can call them.
This just kind of might make it easier for us to understand some of these things.
That's the other answer to your question, Dave, is he just brought it up. If I assess that to the association, distribute it to everybody, yes, this gentleman will be paying for something he don't have. And his neighbors will go up, but he will go up also because it's redistributed in the common value. This is very unique in what he's brought up here, because Taney Como Terrace there does not deed over like these guys do down there.
Does the Homeowners Association charge for a slot?
Don't know.
Well, says there is, but we don't know.
I mean, obviously, everybody would want one if they didn't charge. If they charge, isn't that taxable?
Don't know.
But
not if it's called common.
It doesn't matter what it's called. If they're operating a for-profit garage, why?
That's what I'm saying.
You could ask somebody has to pay for it here.
Did the Hendricksons that were ahead of this guy, they're in the same project.
They said they didn't have a garage.
They didn't have anything.
They had a boat dock.
A boat dock slip, and they're paying for it to the association.
That's what I thought.
That's
he said.
That's crazy.
Oh, so he didn't have a parking garage.
No, he
had a boat slip, and he's paying the association for that.
Okay. I thought he had a parking garage too, maybe. All right.
Really, this gentleman's request is to raise everybody that is paid for these amenities, and I don't know how to separate the amenities.
When he really got down to it, he wanted to take it back to last year's.
Can't we call Altus, Dave and Cheryl know, they built both of them, right? Yep. Wouldn't they know?
Or Tim Housen in my office.
We're ready to break for lunch, aren't we? I will go by and see Cheryl on the way to lunch and just ask her what to get.
Oh, we have lunch break?
We do have one more phone.
We've got Daniel.
Let's get that out, and then we'll take care of this other.
Is that 215? Yeah. Mifty?
Sorry, I thought that was the last one.
I did too.
Thank you.
Was there particularly
this parcel numbers that you gave us here?
Yes.
Is that that's 022-08-09-10, and the subject property is 016. What's the difference there?
Is it Marion Woods?
Yes.
I think it's just the only sales we've had in the area.
Is 016 and 022 closed? Are they the other sides of?
He's going to pick it up. We brought a map on this one.
James, are the pictures 06 that we've been looking at up here?
Yes. Okay, there you are.
That's the same one we looked at a while ago, isn't it? identical looking lot or something.
What would cause that?
What we've got there is a lot. As you can see that road right there, Dave, you're familiar with the area. That's over across from 176. That road that turns back and goes Sunrise now has some more new houses on it. So we valued those lots that you're talking about is right along the road here, which are not increased in value by EE because they can't dump off the road to get to their lots very conveniently. They actually have to, some of them have to use that Sunrise road. So they are in that different block there. But the comparables are up here, you think, Kenny? What block are you looking at? Do you have a block 22, Dave, you're talking about on a sale?
Yes.
Okay, that is along Sunrise, along EE. It's way out there on the end, past where Jim's pointing now. 22 is. Yeah, you should be right in there. 22-6, right there.
Yeah, 8, 9, and 10 is.
Yeah. So they're just in that general area. We try to keep the blocks. But as far as the value added coming off of EE, it's not there. As you know, EE has a kind of a steep embankment there that they can't get off of there, and they have to use Sunrise to get to their lot, the same as the lot on the corner. The corner lot is actually Lake Hill Road is now got some new houses on it as you go around the corner down on the very bottom of Lake Hill Road.
There it is there.
What the...
It just went up from 560 to 860.
Not that big. Letter here, he says, you know, that he is requesting the appraised value to be at 2,000. But that's his reasonable guess as to value.
Yes, he says it's listed for 2,500.
We haven't. Which I shouldn't say this, but we've got an 09 sale at 2,500 in that area somewhere. I just got it in yesterday. But this is two lots, isn't it?
No. Lot 15, block 70. One lot.
What do we got on lot, the neighboring lots to him? Can you pull over 860? 860. Come back to his if you don't mind, Jim. 860. We've got them all on the same.
Go to the right of his.
Yeah. Right there. It's higher.
It's bigger.
Yeah, and it's a corner lot. Those being cornered up lots. Can you go to that real funny looking lot to the left of it that's kind of a... Yeah, there you go. It's higher, see, because it has all the frontage. Back when the state started valuing lots, we used front footage. I'm trying to get away from that because of lots like that value there. His lot is not different than anybody else's, I don't believe.
And his lot is less valued for less than the one either to the right or to the other.
Right, because there's a difference in size and front footage. We may have took the front footage off of a cross street instead of the main road, Sunrise.
There was another 860. Another 860.
They're all the same, I believe.
This
one's... There's a 570. Somebody's come in and complained. It may have an obstruction on it. That, in that area, it's real possible that it has an obstruction.
Are the roads... It doesn't appear there's any roads
there. There's not any roads there.
So those are all a lot higher right through there, and there's no roads.
True. More than likely, we base the decrease in value on a sale or something, and or the increase in value on a sale, and tried to get away from what the state describes as sales chasing. I raised the neighboring lots as I am supposed to do in the appraisal world.
Well, everything except that one block is almost around 860. That one block up through there, you know, it doesn't have a road or all 17, almost twice as much.
I make a motion for denial with all the surrounding lots being the same.
Is your second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 I would like to read a brief statement to the board, if I may.
You may do so.
Taney Como Terrace Property Owners Association of Holliston, Missouri. In their legal description page, it says Taney Como Terrace Condos Hollister. Common elements, common treatment plant, greenbelt areas, RV and boat storage areas, etc. Lot 64 of camping lodge. Those are all common elements to Taney Como Terrace.
What about garages and carports?
Doesn't say anything about garages and carports.
So that's what we need to verify.
Or even the boat dock.
That does.
This says boat dock.
I thought you said
boat storage. Boat storage.
There's a difference between.
So some of those buildings you're seeing on there is not garages. Those will be boat storage buildings. You don't think? They think they're all garages?
Carports and garages. Boat storage is parking area
outside.
Where's the camper area?
It's the fenced area out there.
Next to the road.
But that's the legal description of the common area for Taney Como Terrace at Hollis.
It's still in this. Still
so the garage units, the carports, and the boat dock slips are not a part of the common area.
They're sitting on the common ground of the 7 acres.
That was at 7.83 that I was talking about.
That's the one that Chuck keeps talking about.
Okay, we'll take a recess until 1 o'clock.
Before we recess, any notion what we've got in store?
The next one's all Holiday Hills, or I mean Oakmont.
Oakmont.
Is it all Oakmont?
Yep.
Well, next three pages.
Well, we've got about 100 properties in Oakmont.
Yeah, and they've got some coral. We have checked into some of them. We actually put a house on the wrong lot.
They do have these grouped into three categories. You'll see like 234 and 248. Those are all miscellaneous. But then
234 through what?
234 through 248, and I've put that on your tab there. Those are miscellaneous.
Okay.
But then 249 to 296, those are all Ozark Paradise Village. He's categorized these for us here. And then 298 through 330, those are all Oak Hollow. So that may help as we go through these.
Sure, I'd like to. When are we going to see these?
At 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. I just wondered if we knew what they were up.
They won't last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey.
If you go with my recommendation.
Okay.
We want to start doing that.
Recess to 1 o'clock. You want to have lunch?
I second it.
I'm in the heart for Oakmont. I've been out there a lot.
You got everything shut off?
Phone.